Literally the best voice message I've gotten on the Anchor community so far. Thank you for making me smile, and I will be using this in an episode coming soon. I'm a big fan of the fake echo. Anyways, nice to meet you, new friend.
So Yachtly Crew is playing at what they call Beach Eats today. Playing at Beach Eats today. And right now we're walking up to our hotel room.
What's my room?
These guys gave us a room at the Marriott. Poor Philly got a parking ticket earlier. Yeah.
Denver Bronco hat walking in. Can you believe it?
Why is that?
Denver?
Oh, shit! Denver! It's all over.
Yeah, you know about Synchronium?
The Synchronium.
Synchronium, yeah. It's the atom in the universe that brings everything together.
That's a real thing?
Yeah, you
Dude,
know that?
No! Holy shnikes, I didn't know that. I'm waiting for you, Paulie. I need to investigate that further. Synchronium. I just found out. Doesn't this feel like some crazy chamber you stand in and it's a portal?
Yes.
They're pumping pleasant smells through the air conditioning vents, I can tell.
Hello.
Hi, thank you.
Synchronium. I'm going to get you a Synchronium pendant.
Oh, dude.
And then the synchronicity will be...
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God. I can't wait.
What are we doing? We're getting drinks.
Getting a cocktail on the way to the room, huh? I thought we had a cooler, right?
No way.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what did they say?
$300
bar tab.
We
got to
drink it now.
Oh, sorry.
Wait,
buddy.
We have a $300 bar tab. Oh, my goodness. May I have one of those as well? What he's having? Thank you. $300 bar tab. That's a rarity.
Thirty-seven minutes.
Is that what you said? Thank you. Dig it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, my dog.
So are we? I got what Rob got. It's some kind of Crown Royal mallet tincture.
What's Tuesday? This is number 77.
Nobody commented on the one I see there. Behind the gun, with the leg spread.
Oh. Synchronium. So they found the Synchronium molecule, and it binds everything together?
Yeah, it can be... it's actually mined in Madagascar. It's the world's largest concentration of Synchronium on Earth.
This is astonishing.
Yeah. The only other place they found in our solar system is on one of the moons of Jupiter.
Oh!
Yeah.
So then that's further evidence that maybe something crashed from Jupiter into where again? Madagascar?
Imagine the synchronicities.
So do you think that many people experience a hell of a lot of synchronicities over there in Madagascar?
Undoubtedly.
Like it's a mecca, as one would say.
Well, what's crazy is that if you traced a direct line from the Earth, the place that lines up with Madagascar is California. Isn't that insane?
Dude, that's insane.
How synchronistic?
That's insane.
It's
insane.
It's like synchronicities are pulling us from one side of the globe to the other.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Stretching us. Maybe the Anunnaki are involved in some way. Do you feel that might be possible?
Undoubtedly, yeah.
I'm down with it.
So what are your thoughts about the synchronium molecules?
I don't know anything about it.
Oh. Phil just schooled me on it. He says they're found in Madagascar.
That's not what I heard.
No. Molecule. No. It's the thing that ties everything together, gives meaning and purpose and connection.
They were found in the Serengeti.
They were. Oh. That's one of the other ones.
Wherever next it to is, the... it's in Africa.
That's where it's at.
Serengeti. Oh, my goodness. Wait. What's our room? Is Paul in that elevator yet? Oh, good.
Seventh floor,
ladies and gentlemen.
739 or 735?
Oh, I thought I heard a 35 in there somewhere.
Hey, cheers.
Cheers. Yikes, you guys.
Cheers.
Skull, as the Norskies like to say.
You're going up.
Probably drinking. His wife was here. He wouldn't be drinking.
I'm drinking because I'm not at home.
He's got to get his drinks in before he gets back.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You got to take care of these kids. Where the fuck are
we? We have house guests next this Sunday.
For how long?
That's actually a good reason to drink, to help, with the kids.
We're purging our house right now. All the closets and drawers are thrown in the middle of the house.
Really?
Yeah, we're trying to throw away crap.
Oh.
We are pack rats to the worst degree.
Yeah. You know what's tricky is the memories attached with those things. I think that's why I collect a lot of stuff. You know, like I have birthday cards that date long, long ago. You know, it's the sentiments and stuff.
You want to talk birthday cards?
Yeah, I don't want it.
Birthday cards from my great-grandmother.
Oh, my gosh.
These love letters that we write each other. They came back to, like, 1930.
Oh, my God, dude. If you want help publishing those, I will help you self-publish those.
Beautiful.
There's no way.
I don't organize it or make,
Got it. I thought I heard a 35. Three plus five is eight. That's infinity. Five in itself is synchronicity.
It's 4 o'clock right now.
We got this all set up over here. Look at this.
It is 4 of the clock.
Can you be down there in a half hour?
Wait.
30 minutes to be down there and
starting to play. So whoa! We got to get dressed at that point before then. So we have a $300 bar tab, yet how much is each drink here? That's the question.
Close-up sound of the boot unleashed.
You know, there's this whole... That was the pump on his boot. You know, there's this whole community called ASMR, which I'm not quite certain what that means, but there's a whole community of people who just love listening to the sounds. And so I try to keep those folks in mind.
Oh, sorry, Stony. I'm super focused right now on getting all of put together.
That's
sorry. I'm not like...
No, I'm speaking more into this than I am to you.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
Yeah. If you hear me, that's a byproduct. That's a byproduct. That's a bonus. That's a bonus. Bonus feature. We're going to start getting dressed now for tonight's event. More later with Yachtly Crew. Yeah, everybody's favorite yacht rock band of America. How do we get out of here? Here we go.
Good day.
For any of you paying attention, we're walking. Yeah, the crew is walking on their way to the gig right now. We shall see how this all pans out. Do it. Do it.
Heaven on the seventh floor. I've never been so happy before. So won't you rest
your mind?
Set me free. Going up, she said.
Dig it. I think right now I'm going to make an Instagram. Instagram.
But I need
Chips Ahoy, baby! Chips Ahoy!
Don't you forget it.
Look up here. Yeah.
That's a winner.
Not her yet.
That's a winner.
Sit, calm down.
Hey,
Chips Ahoy,
baby. Chips Ahoy.
Hey, Sailor.
Good.
They cheat, baby.
We got the right elevator.
We're in with the captains.
Captain's good.
We are guiding this elevator to safety.
You should see what it looks like when we dress up.
Yeah, it's not Halloween.
We're wearing pajamas, baby.
I love it.
We're playing at the parking lot across the street. You guys come on over.
We'll be there.
Beaches.
Good luck.
Look at
that spot right there.
We gotta go.
All right, we got time. After we're done, you
guys want to share. Lobby turn. Hey. Ships ahoy! Ships ahoy! Ships ahoy!
Ships ahoy!
Ships ahoy. Hey, ships ahoy, matey. Ships ahoy. Beach eats, baby. It's a buffet on wheels. We are walking here with Pauly Shores, my brother. This is a family band, after all. This is a family band, ladies and gentlemen. Pauly Shores and Stony Shores here, walking across the street from the Marriott. You're drinking one too, man. You're drinking one too, man.
Bert, you gotta put that down.
You gotta put yours down.
I got a yacht like cruising.
Yeah, we told you.
I got a hand around it. I got a hand around it. Yeah. Yeah, do as I say, don't as I do, man.
Come on, Rob. Let's go.
We're gonna hide it though.
Make it work. Yep. Oh, let's go.
Down, and you slide it up, and now it's recording. So then you just got, and it's the easiest thing. And then once you're done, you title it, you put the subject of it, and upload it to
LibriVox. The issue was I live in an apartment, and I couldn't get the noise out. Now, you know, I had you know, software and stuff and lots of approaches, but I just couldn't get the.
Well, you know what I usually do is oh shit, I gotta help these guys break down. But if you look up there's these little tiny microphones for cell phones. What I like to use, little tiny microphones. I found one. It was only $6. It's normally a $50 value. So if you look up smartphone microphones,
good. Oh my gosh. I have a blue microphone.
Oh, those are the best. Those are the best.
But the thing is, I can't. I can't block out the noise, the background noise.
Look up portable sound booth. It's a little square, and it has like foam in there.
I have one of those.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And it still had the background noises?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, there's a program called Audacity. Okay, it's a free program.
I have Audacity.
Oh, really?
I use all this. I mean, oh my gosh. Hard, man.
I don't know. For some reason, I mean, do you live in the middle of this city or something? With
I
a
live
lot of
in Santa
trucks
Monica.
And oh yeah, a lot of stuff going around.
Yeah.
Well, that
yeah,
also sometimes
right.
can be charming too, because when people listen to that, they're like, "Oh, cool! I hear an ambulance going by or something." But listen,
yeah, but you know,
I want to talk to you more, but I gotta break this stuff down. It was so great meeting you. Thank you so much for dancing. Oh yeah, I got two of your cards. I'll check out your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey there. This is your old friend, Diarrhea. We haven't seen each other lately. Perhaps you can have some of that sugar-free candy. Perhaps you can have some of that sugar-free candy and we can have a powwow again. It's been a while. You haven't been to Del Taco lately. Sure would be nice to see you again. Well, until next we meet, this is Diarrhea. Talk to you soon.
What you just heard right there, I think it explained it all. Our old friend Diarrhea found his way into the podcast. That's who you just heard. Before that was a guy who was dancing at the Yachtly Cruise show yesterday in Marina Del Rey. It's called Best Eats, I believe. They've been doing this for a long time. And every week kind of thing. And I guess the last year they had stopped it for some reason. I guess they did some construction or something. And so when we played yesterday, when Yachtly Crew played yesterday, it was like a grand reopening of this.
of this event kind of thing. And they had three food trucks on the left, three food trucks on the right. And we played, we viewed the ocean. We set up a stage in a parking lot. And our view was just spectacular. It was beautiful out there. Seagulls flying overhead, people on the beach. I mean, anybody driving past was serenaded by the music being played. And there were quite a few people there. It was all kind of families. And so it's interesting because most of these folks were sitting down. It was so funny. But, okay, so even though there are a lot of folks sitting down, what made up for it were little kids dancing up in front, a few people dancing up in front, most notably was, you just heard me talking to the guy about how he hears noises all the time. He's got some LibriVox. He reads audiobooks. And he had one of those Hunter S. Thompson fishing hats on. And he's just dancing up a storm. Dancing up a storm. Oh, man. It was just, it was so great. And Channel 4 News was there. Telemundo, those guys were there checking it out, and it was crazy. After the event, the security guard goes, "Hey, man, I heard some word from the vendors. They've never made this much before, in all the years of doing this." He said, "I've worked here 3 years, and I've never seen so many people. This is the most people I've ever seen here." And we saw lots of regulars at our show. We saw folks there with their captain's hats. I always love it when folks show up with their captain's hats. Unencouraged, unsolicited, if you will. Wearing their captain's hats. It was great. It was so much fun to look out and see that. I love that crowd participation. Usually the people who are wearing the captain's hats are the same kinds of folks who like Halloween. Just looking for any excuse to dress up. Cosplayers, those kinds of folks. And also those who just don't, you know, as the phrase goes, don't act too cool for school. It just adds to it. And so much fun. So that guy, we heard a message from him. We heard the little giblets of Yachtly Crew. I'm drinking a fresh glass of ozonated water. Ozonated for 20 minutes. Can you hear how good that tastes? My goodness, that's fresh. Ozonated water. The great thing about ozonated water, I sang about all the benefits. This stuff, wow. It's strange hearing myself say this out loud. I think this is what I'm going to be using to sort of wean my way off of coffee. Not totally, just a little bit. I'm used to drinking about three pots of coffee a day. Since drinking the ozonated water, I'm down to one pot of coffee. Down to one pot of coffee. And can't remember if I said this the other day or not, but man, I felt like such a great buzz. Such a great buzz coming off of it. Man alive. Also, I got this magic bullet. What do they call it? The blender kind of thing. And I've been putting strawberries in there. say about 3 strawberries, more, maybe more. First, I ozonate some water. I like to do it for 20 minutes. My machine, it's a number 5, so I go, put it on there, ozonates the water. Then I get the magic bullet, pour the water in there, some of the strawberries, and wowzers. Wowzers! Strawberry-infused ozonated water. Ozonated-infused strawberry water. Oh, now there's an idea. Huh. Huh. Hmm. So, I think what I'm going to do is with, yeah, the crew, I'm going to start just interviewing each of the guys when I can. Just personally, just like asking them about their, their histories, so to speak. How did they get to this point here? A lot of times you'll just hear little bits and pieces of backstage stuff. And I realize now there are some downtimes. There are some times in between sets and whatnot. Sometimes there are times in between sets. So I will present to you the histories heard nowhere else, out there in the world. Only here on Inspirato Projecto podcast, radio, broadcast frequency station. It can only be heard here on this portable radio station that I've been talking to you on. So those who want to know, well, what's the history of David Bowie? What's the history of Paul, my good brother Paulie Shores? What's the history of Sailor Hawkins? What is the history of Tommy Bowie? What is the history of Philly Ocean? What is the history of Baba Bowie? I'm telling you guys my history all the time. Am I? Maybe. Yet, we also like to infuse this with what's going on now, the application. What have we learned? What are we applying? Since we can only know for sure what has happened, and even then we cannot absolutely know for sure. As we know, there are different stories from different perspectives from different people throughout the history. John Garside, for instance, Forgotten Tales. Please check out his podcast. Please check out, he's got, for a guy who searches in the archives, he's got archives of information. He searches the archives, he presents them to you. Lots of wonderful history. Check out his channel, please. Forgotten Tales on YouTube. I would say look up the Electrodome. That's number one, just such an awesome title. Number two, it's a history not told anywhere else, and it'll explode your brain. I would say it's science fiction. Well, okay, it's science fiction and science reality. That's a funny thing. It's science fiction and it's science reality. You watch that episode and you go, no way. This is something that someone would invent. This is one of those things where people go, oh, that would never happen. Well, this happened. Ever heard about HARP? Look up the Electrodome. HAARP. In Cincinnati. Wow. Check out that information. It'll explode your brain. That's a prime example of someone following their passions, doing the best they can with what they got, following their excitement, following their calling, and creating the art that they want to see out there in the world. This guy, and I'm proud to call him one of my best friends, he is a pillar of the community now, the community of Whittier, because he's done so many historical documentations about that place. He's getting invited to the mayor's retirement parties. He's getting invited over to the police chief's table. He's being given the keys to the city. I mean, this guy, just by doing what he loves, that's the byproduct. These are the beautiful unseen circumstances that we could never account for. I can tell you, if he had sought the approval, if he started from that mindset of seeking the approval of the mayor. Oh, I hope the mayor likes me. Oh my gosh. Oh, I hope the mayor likes me. Well, that would have been like a stinky desperation. That vibe would have been a stinky desperation approaching a situation like that. There's a lot to be said for, number one, entertaining people. Number two, talking about their community that they also share a respect for. I can't imagine someone becoming the mayor of a town if they didn't love that town. I would hope that anyone who decides to become some sort of politician loves their community enough to do that. They want to, they're a citizen. They see, I want to see more stoplights in this area. It's a very dangerous area. I want to become mayor, and I'm going to make sure that gets fixed. whatever it is. So by John Garside with Forgotten Tales just deciding to just follow his passions, this is what comes of it. I can count bazillions of stories with lots of my friends who are like that. I can say from personal experience that it has happened and is happening and will continue to happen with me. I'm grateful. Gratitude is a big deal. Oh, I found the business card here. I found the business card here for the dancing man. Here we go. Okay, so I wanna promote him because this guy was funny. Thinking back on it. Okay, here. This guy is great. His name is Michael Everding. This is the older fellow who I'm like, oh my god, it looks like Hunter S. Thompson out there dancing. He was dancing out there during the show. Let's see here. Michael Everding, acoustical liberator of books in the public domain. What a cool title is that, huh? Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Michael Everding, the acoustical liberator of books in the public domain. Nice to meet you. I love it. Mystery teacher. Reads great old stories to you on LibriVox. Acoustical liberation of books in the public domain. That's great. LibriVox.org. So look him up. Michael Everding. Check his stuff out. Wow. Oh, we also came across a lady who... MC. She's an MC. Her name is Hanala Segal, HanalaSagal, and she does boat karaoke. Check out boatkaraoke.com. Check that out. If you want to. So these are examples of people following their passions, following their dreams. My back is a little wonky today. I have to admit, I think I pulled it out while I was think I usually I stretch before the shows. When I'm up there behind the keyboard, I like to, you know, I've heard him on many occasions like, "You're a Muppet. You're a Muppet back there." It's so funny. I've been compared to Animal from the Muppets. I've been compared to what's his name? The guy with the gold tooth. He plays the keyboards, the electric. We're going to do some research here. Talk about research. We're going to do some research right now. Right here. Right now. Right here. Right now. While we're waiting for the computer to boot up, we're going to try this. That's pleasant. That was an accidental find. Here we go. His name up just for the sake of what I have to tell you. If you listened closely, you could have heard my password into my computer. They require that these days. They require you to have a password to get in your computer. Now, okay, here we go. We're going on YouTube. Here we go. Electric, Muppet Show. Electric Mayhem! That's it. Electric Mayhem. That's it. What is that dude's name? What is that dude's name? The guy behind the keyboards with the hat. Oh my god, here we go.
But right now, let's get the show underway with some musical mayhem. Hit it, boys!
There you go, Electric Mayhem. They all passed out. His animal just got so fast. Oh man, wow man, wow man, so ingenious. Yeah. So the dude back there on the keyboards, I've heard people have compared Stony Shores to that guy, and also Animal. And I think that's pretty accurate. That's pretty accurate. I've always liked Animal. I envision in my brain, if you were to mix Iggy Pop Iggy Pop with who's the other guys? Wait. Iggy Pop, Jimi Hendrix, and yeah, the dude behind the keyboards in Electric Mayhem. So if you add and why not Animal? Let's throw him in there. So he's like a Frankenstein of those guys. Mixed with Dr. Frankenstein. Let's throw him in there, too. Throw him in a mix. So, the reason why I said, oh, that is, wow. I got like a, yeah. At some point yesterday after the show, I felt like this, kind of sharpness. So I just drank 20-minute ozonated water. I'm going to see what that does. I'm going to let that flow through my body. See how that affects everything. So I just encourage you, follow your passions and talents. If I haven't said it enough, or if this is the first time you're listening to the podcast, this is Inspirato Projecto, by the way. At the top of the hour, we had... We had a nice call coming in from one of the podcasts out there. And I will give you the title of that once I'm done reading to you. Figure what the hell. We're gonna read to you from the idea book. I'm gonna read to you from the idea book. Here we go. I think I got a page over here. I got a page over here. Oh, yeah. This is... What is this? Make painting with black light abilities, bits of yarn, putty, then parentheses, 3D, of fingers poking over edge of color hole. Color hole? Of the colored hole? Of maybe the black light? It says here, November 18th, art show. It's great. November 18th, art show. Wear a ski mask to get in free. Otherwise, it is $1 to get in. wear a ski mask to get in free. That's great. That's great. Ooh. What is this? This is a title for something. No Real Than You Are. I probably meant to put no more real than you are. No real than you are. From Lego Man perspective on beach. Mystery. Enigma-like entity. Bigfoot. Song about it. No more real than you are. No more real than you are. Ooh, I like that. I'm no more real than you are. I'm no more real than you are. That's good. Because then it puts everyone on equal playing field. If you think about that, I'm no more real than you are. So imagine if from a Lego Man's perspective, I'm no more real than you are. So it's basically saying, you cannot say that I'm not real, because you're no more real than I am, or I'm no more real than you are. We're both in it together. We're both just frequencies of vibrations. Oh, paint BB mask. Oh, this is paint the Bloody Bobby mask. It says here, get 4x4 canvas, black, light, paints, supplies. Oh, I put this down. Consolation prize. Consolation Constellation Prize. Constellation. Oh, that's what it was. Okay, Constellation Prize. Constellation. I wonder if there's a band called the Constellations. There's got to be. Constellations. What a great word. Constellation. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Kurt Constellation. I frequently like to tell people my first name is Cornelius. It's just such a great word. Such a great name. Plus, I'm a huge... I just love Planet of the Apes. Cornelius is one of the characters on there. Transfer Batman tape and Dale Cooper to CD. I know what that is. So, I have it somewhere. Thank God I got all of my... old mix tapes that were given to me. I've got... Wow. I need to get a machine to transfer those tapes over. And I would love to put them up onto my Mixcloud. So, there's this Batman. Great, from the Batman 1966 TV show. I got this old tape, and it's great. It's got little samples in there, and then I'd use those little samples in between the songs for my own mixtapes. This was for the old Batman 1966 soundtrack for the TV show, and just little bits from the TV show. It's so cool. And one of my favorite is like, you hear the Riddler, he goes, "What do you get?" Oh, he goes, "There are two men and a boat with one." "There are two men in the boat with two cigarettes, but no matches. How do they manage to smoke?" And then Batman goes, "The Riddler." And then Robin goes, If you throw one cigarette overboard, you make the boat a cigarette lighter. Correct, Boy Wonder." That's one of the jokes I always remember. Oh, also he always and then Mr. Freeze goes, "That is the way the ice cube crumbles, Batman." I've always liked that one. So that's a tape that I have. And I also have Dale Cooper. They came out with an audiobook of Dale Cooper reading into his, you know, to Diane. And some of it was sampled from the TV show, and some of it was never heard before. Ooh, I just might include, oh my God, okay, here we go. Let's see if, you know what, if these happen to be on YouTube right now, I'm going to take you on a journey with me. If these happen to be on YouTube right now, let's see here. Dale Cooper, first let's go Batman 1966 soundtrack. Let's see if they got that. Oh, yeah. Wow. It's only 22 minutes. That's crazy. So it looks like someone put the soundtrack. Okay, so you can listen to this right now. If you type in Batman exclusive original television soundtrack album, you'll be able to hear it. So it starts out with the Batman theme song. I want to get to... Oh, yeah. So good. I want to get to some of these little giblets in here. Oh yeah. Here we go. It's coming up.
There are three men in a boat with four cigarettes, but no matches. How do they manage to smoke?
The Riddler.
All right, so now here's the punchline.
I said no matches.
Ooh. Ooh. Here we go. Here comes the punchline. Right after this song.
There were three men in a boat with four cigarettes and no matches. How did they manage to smoke? They threw one cigarette overboard and made the boat a cigarette lighter. Correct, boy wonder.
Wow. So there's all kinds of little gems like that in between this, and it was such a treasured soundtrack to me. Oh man. I'm so glad they did this stuff. This is just all right. So heck, while we're at it, let's go find Dale Cooper. Let's go find Coop. Where is Coop? Dale Cooper audio book. Here we go. Yeah, what? Ooh, here we go. Okay, we're gonna listen to this. Here we go. Here we go.
Diane, 9 a.m. Preparing to board flight 210. Commuter flight, 15-seater. Arriving in Spokane at 10:15 a.m. One meal, breakfast. Eggs, sausage, toast, jam, juice, and the usual coffee-scented hot water. What airlines do to coffee shouldn't happen to a dog. So I'm packing a hot thermos from the commissary. Case number is 11219er. You'll have a copy of the file on your desk by the time you receive this. Victim, 17-year-old white female, dead, bound, and wrapped in plastic. Cause of death, unknown. Says here she was the homecoming queen. Second victim discovered alive was found across the state line, which is why it's our business now. Suspects are in custody. We'll assess their value upon arrival. Diane, I understand the air is so clear out where I'm going that you can see across two states when it's not raining, which is most of the time. So I've packed a pair of the businessman's friend. Totes for the feet. I've been scanning active files for the region. Note possible correlation to a murder last year of one Teresa Banks in the southwest corner of the state. Had all the trappings of a serial killing, except for one, a second body. Maybe this is it. Teresa Banks died a year ago, almost to the day.
How cool is that, huh? Boy, oh boy, I'm so glad. I'm so glad these things exist. They exist. And now, look at this. We've got technology where I'm able to share this with you. So for all of you Twin Peaks fans out there, I bet you all pretty much already know about it. Most Twin Peaks fans know about all this crazy stuff. While we're at it, while we're talking Twin Peaks here, I'm going to read from this book. It's called, let's see. Yeah. While we're talking Dale Cooper here, let's see here. So this is from a book called The Autobiography of FBI Special Agent Dale Cooper, My Life, My Tapes. July 30th, 8 a.m. Have decided to forgo the bus ride home and will be traveling overland by myself. I'm calling this my first great adventure. Expect that by the time I arrive home, I will have experienced events that I see as vital to a complete education. Last note on the jamboree. The Nazis suffered a mysterious case of food poisoning. Much vomiting and retching could be heard all last night. Never slept better. July 30th, 10 a.m. Have traveled 6 miles on foot so far, 70 to go. Have had no experiences to speak of yet. Believe it is about to rain. July 30th, 12 p.m. I was right about the rain. Still waiting for first experience. Interesting. We were just talking about rain in those tapes, right? He was talking about those rains. The rain in those tapes. That's really cool, actually. Now let's take you back to the idea book. Let's just take it right back to the idea book. Read a couple of more of these giblets, and then we're out of here. And then we're out of here, folks. All right. Oh, yeah. So that was the idea. I want to transfer that Batman tape in my Dale Cooper 2 CD. It looks like someone... Oh, CD! That tells you how long ago this was. So those things are up already. You can find them up there. Now I'm thinking on it. If those are up, I got to download them so I have those digital files. Let's see. What is this? Make caricatures of Matt and his fiancée to be placed on poker chips and decks of cards for wedding favors. Vegas related. Matt. Huh. Edit commercial for Rose and Jamie. Ooh. Ooh. Here we go. Here's an idea. Here's some more ideas. Bring the revolution to you. Bring the revolution to you. The Window. Looks like that's a title for a song or a movie or something. The Window. Here's a title for something. Vengeful Librarians. Ooh, Vengeful Librarians. Ooh, that could be a great idea for librarians. They go after the people who owe their library dues. Unless that's been done before. Vengeful Librarians. You didn't pay that fine. I got no money. Well, you don't need that pinky anymore, do ya? Shunk. Ah! Here's a name for a band. The Scaries. The Scaries. Oh, The Scaries. The Scaries. That's a good one. That's a good one. Here's another idea for something. The Boring Entertainers. The Boring Entertainers. I would say Stephen Wright is kind of a boring entertainer, so to speak. People love him, but that's the funny thing. It's like he just woke up out of bed.
What do you get when you cross a dog with a cat? You get a cat dog.
Those kind of jokes. Ooh, this is neat. Here's a sort of a premise for a movie, I think. Hiring fast Rubik's Cube solvers, chess players, and hackers to solve crimes and protect supercomputers and corporations. That has got to be some idea for a movie. Ooh, interesting. What is this? Boar boarding horde. Yeah, boar, B-O-R. The boar, B-O-R-E. So he's like boring. Boar the boar boarding horde boar, B-O-A-R. Here's another name. Boron the Metalloid.
I am Boron the Metalloid. And I'm played by the voice of Steven Wright.
Ooh, Chairman of the Board. B-O-R-E-D. Chairman of the Board. Here's something. Liza? L-I-Z-Z-A? Liza,
Oh, Liz. There are three Z's in here, so she's sleepy. She must be sleepy. Men yawn over her. Oh, yeah. Men. Oh, they yawn instead of they fawn over her. I get it. Lisa. Instead of Lisa. Lisa. And then men yawn over her. Oh, that's great. That's great. Boris Karloff. Yawn Cheney. Goldie Yawn. B.O.R. And then parentheses here, botanically operated robot. Botanically operated robot. Botany. Ooh, operated by plants. Oh my God. Have I just solved a crazy equation? Plant operated robots. Or as Jeff Finn and I like to say, robots.
Robot, my robots will get you, Spider-Man.
Here's another one. Yawn shop instead of a pawn shop. Skateboard, B-O-R-E-D, skateboard. Here's a movie. To the break of yawn. To the break of yawn. Cheech and yawn. Here's another one, cheech and yawn. Here's another one. Yawny. Yawny. Oh my God. Look at this title. Yawn with the wind. Instead of gone with the wind. Yawn with the wind. Cy Sperling. I'm Cy Sperling. Today's lesson, we're going to learn how to paint a house. That's kind of how he'd be. Oh, Armageddon. Armageddon. Oh, that's great. Everyone is yawning. So, bam, it's the day that everyone yawns. Yeah. Oh, my God, I'm really yawning. Yawny paper towels. Yawn mower. Ooh, that's good. A yawn mower. Snoozy in the sky with diamonds. Snoozy in the sky with diamonds. What is this? Cyborg space. That was a play on words of something. Cyborg space. Sleep what you sow. Snooze Brothers. Oh, instead of the Blues Brothers, the Snooze Brothers. Yawn Belushi. Yawn Connery as James Yawn.
Hello there. I'm Yawn Connery. I'm Yawn Connery. How many yawners do you know?
Bah, here's a phrase. Bah, yawn bug. Bah, yawn bug. Running snooze. What is that? Running snooze. Oh, instead of running loose? Running snooze? Beyond yonder. Instead of beyond yonder, it's beyond yonder. Here's another one. One snooze over the cuckoo's nest. Oh, man. The Yawn and the Restless. And then I have in parentheses, it's a mope opera instead of a soap opera. That's great. The Yawn and the Restless, a mope opera. Yawn, my children. Yawn, my children. Nap time at Ridgemont Sci. Oh, my God. Nap time at Ridgemont Sci. Oh, my God. Mopey Dick. Bob Mope. And now tonight's presentation. Presented by Bob Mope. Mopey Indian. Oh, instead of Hopi Indian, a Mopey Indian. Just moping. Hey, what are you doing over here? Oh, I'm just moping.
I'm just moping. We got here.
Oh, I was thinking of thought. Oh, yeah, okay. So when my buddy Matt Simmons got married, I imagine this. It would be fun at his reception. Because he loved going to Vegas. He's my buddy from Columbia College. He came out, it was before he lived out here. He came out to visit, and while he was here, then we went to Vegas. It was like a trip within a trip. It was great. Matt Simmons. That's a stage name. His name is Matt Brent. But SAG already had a Matt Brent, so he had to change his name, so he used his mom's maiden name. So yeah, Matt Simmons. So I thought it'd be kind of cool if you had it themed where it was with chips and dice and cards. Oh, wait. Oh, no. Or is this some... Oh, no. This was part of May 5th, 2012, Mandalay Bay. Oh, that's where he got married. That's what it was. Oh. I think I was going to draw a character. Now it's coming back to me. I think that's what it was. I was going to draw a caricature, I think, of these guys. And that's what I was going to put into it, maybe? I don't know. Here's a title for something. Early Mourners. Early Mourners. Mourners. Everything it says here. Everything done for the show. Let's see. Wait. Oh, this is a secret project. I can't talk about this one. Some secret projects in here. Aliases. What is this? Oh, that's great. Okay, so here's an idea for something. Bring the audience up on stage. Enormously awesome things happen, but only to the audience on stage. They laugh and clap joyously. So it's making the audience the main event. What is this? This is a star in relation to something. You know, you put the asterisk, it's in relation to something. This might be in relation to the secret project, but it has no context, so. This says, slogan promises, a more appropriate future, windfalls of value, excesses of intention, the way it deserves to be done. Enrichment map cycles. Trueness of availabilities. Reorganization of cash appropriations. Here's another idea. Have characters in films ask simple questions the audience might want to know. In some instances, the question dangles there. Have characters in films ask simple questions the audience might want to know. In some instances, the question dangles there. You know what? Wow. You know what's so interesting there? I'm going to close this up. What's interesting there is that I've seen that happen so much. It's happening more and more and more. We've reached the tipping point here. We're reaching the tipping point. There's more and more higher consciousness-based TV shows out there. Twin Peaks, obviously. Lost, yes. Westworld, big time. That's what I love about this Westworld video game a lot, is that these shows, they're putting questions into the brains of the characters, aka the hosts. Let's say for Westworld, the hosts are waking up to their own. They're waking up to the idea of being within the Matrix. So basically, what it's doing is it's teaching us, as we're watching this, we're kind of thinking in the back of our brains, oh, what's the nature of my reality? You know, am I within a matrix? Is there someone sort of orchestrating, you know, certain events going on out there in the news to divert my attention in certain directions? We'll see a lot of photos, a lot of footage of certain camera angles, of certain things. You could do a lot with cropping. From being an editor, you know things can be cropped, and you can give the illusion of certain things. Photoshop, it's magic tricks. So a lot of stuff we'll see on the news, it'll say, oh, all these protesters out here, all these protesters, and it'll look like, you know, the news person is standing in front of, you know, let's say, looks like there's like, oh my God, all these protesters. Yet when you pull back the camera, you see it's not a lot of protesters. They picked a particular spot out in a field somewhere, and they just put these people back there. Oh, here, have some signs. Bam, let's do this. If you get a chance, check out the JFK files that were released. All these classified documents, it'll explode your brain. It'll explode your brain. I'll let you know this. Way back during that time, they had at least 20 CIA operatives working on as news anchors, as journalists. Why is that necessary? I'm not going to give you any answers. I'll let you think about it. Why would that be necessary to put CIA operatives as journalists and news anchors? Why would that be necessary? Second question, who does the CIA work for? Third question, what could possibly be the intentions behind doing such a thing? Another question, what happens when cooperation forms together? You might notice this at your jobs. What happens when the employees start talking? What happens there? What happens when the disgruntled employees start talking and forming bonds and connections and cooperations with each other, and those grow stronger and stronger and stronger, and momentum gets moving in directions of change and breaking free from shackles and unfairness? I've said too much already. Yes, Tam's World podcast. That's who we heard at the top of the hour. I had just rushed right into some of the other stuff right away without giving her the proper acknowledgement. Thank you, Tam's World, for that extraordinary return message. I suggest everyone go check out her podcast. She's got wonderful things to say. She's got a great soul, and go check out her stuff. I also want to let you know that you can find Inspirato Projecto on Podknife, Autoradio, Podchaser, Podacy, iHeart, Overcast, Podcast Republic, Podtail, Google Play, Castbox.fm, Pocket Casts, Play.RadioPublic.com, Stitcher, Podcast Pup, Digital Podcast, Listen Notes, Mixcloud, Spreaker, TuneIn, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Blubrry.com, Breaker, Castrex, Castrex, that's right, Castrex.com, Ratpoison.com, Podbean, Player.fm, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and of course, Anchor.fm. I realize there are tons of podcasts you could be choosing to listen to right now, spending your time listening to, and the fact that you're listening to this is just great. I want to make sure that whatever's added to this is something that is ideally the, you know, higher consciousness based, higher vibration stuff that inspires you. I take what inspires me, I project it back out there into the world, and perhaps that inspires you. I share with you what I've learned, and ideally the stuff that you hear, something inside of you, that light inside of you will awaken, and you'll decide to move forward with your own passions and talents if you're not already. Investigating those, giving birth to those, shining lights on those, sharing them with others, all that stuff is so very important. So very important. So very important. Think about this. Anything that's created out there, movie, music, book, any of that stuff, everybody had to go through process. Process, folks. Everybody had to go through a process. It's so funny. Bands will go and they'll play. They're like, "Oh God, we're playing this, you know, we're playing at this crappy club over here, you know. So it's just it's just what, some bar, and you know, playing this crappy club." Well, guess what? We hear things like that all the time, and then those clubs become these icons that people want to travel to. That CBGB's place, for instance, is coming to mind. There you go. There's value in that. The Viper Room, it has become what it's become because of all the bands that have gone there. It's piggyback riding on all the bands it's given a chance to. So I'm sure at some point someone's like, "Oh God, I'm playing the, you know, this." It had a different name to it. And it's just intriguing. Everybody starts somewhere. If you already, imagine this, if we already started playing amphitheaters, if you're in a band and you already start playing an amphitheater, where do you go from there? What's next? It's the excitement, it's that journey, it's the process. All of those stories are now able to be used to talk about to others. "Oh yeah, I remember when we played in that club. Oh yeah," you always hear like Duran Duran. Those guys. The Beatles. There was this great essay. It was called the Cordial. Oh boy, hold on a second. This is important. I want to point this out because this is just amazing. This is the first club played. Cavern Club, right? Is it called Cavern Club? Think. Casbah, that's what it is. Casbah, CASBAH Coffee Club, the Casbah. Holy moly, that was started in Pete Best's mom's basement. If you were a tall guy, you were pretty much in trouble because it's, you would have been scraping his head on the ceiling. So. Imagine. And now it's this famous place. I mean, it's crazy. So, appreciate your process. Appreciate what you're going through. Appreciate what you're doing in this very moment. I don't want to preach to you. I can only say it served me well. And the gratitude is truly worth it. So, take care. Till next time, and keep that in mind.